Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to make our way through the letter to the Hebrews and the amazing, inspiring passages that were given that focus on the glory, majesty of Jesus and the exalted state that he dwells in now. And the whole purpose of God's word, to reveal the truth about who Jesus is, reveals our own story. It reveals the work that he's done in our lives. And it's so important to be able to dive into God's word, friends, as often as we can. I've said many times over the years, this program, Pope Benedict XVI's line that said, you know, that he really believed, and I'm sure still does, that the secret to a new spiritual springtime for the church is given to us in the daily reading of the Word of God. We know we are in need of a springtime, and the Lord is shaking the nations. He's stressing the nations. He's exercising a redemptive discipline over the church, a loving father to shake and awaken the church to the reality of who she is, because many of the baptized have fallen asleep and are drifting with the culture and are accepting ideas and living lifestyles that are just radically opposed to the gospel, or just living in a lukewarm state or in a position of compromise or accommodating to the world and accommodating to the world's view of who Jesus is, accepting a deconstructive and a shrunken version of who Christ is, just a human, just a good man, just a strong teacher, a prophet, a religious guru, and emptying the figure of Jesus. And it's the scriptures, the place where we see Jesus, where we learn Jesus. I mean, we learn it through other people, we get grace from the sacraments. All of that is extremely important. But it's the scripture that is the breathed word of God, the Holy Spirit breathed word of God that gives us revelation. The working of the Spirit as we read this is the revelation's not in the words themselves, so to speak, but it's the Spirit of God making these words come alive. And it'll never happen to us. As Pope Benedict said, this word, because it's God breathed, it's God himself speaking to us. And when God speaks, things happen. Things, he creates new things. He helps us see and breaks through the shell of our darkened mind or the veiled reality of who, you know, the battle, the spiritual battle, the devil's temptation to, as Paul said, to veil and to blind the minds of unbelievers so that we cannot see the glory of God that shines on the face of Jesus. And it is crucial that we see it, friends. It's life-changing. It's empowering. It's transformational. It allows us to see ourselves differently and the whole world differently. It gives us power to live differently because we have a renewed mind. We have a fresh spiritual way of thinking, of grasping reality and what's going on. Instead of staying in the darkened mind and the discouragement and the pit that the devil wants to dig for us, and we just rely kind of on our own natural resources, and we're not going after the Word of God and allowing this word to cleanse us. Father Francis Martin, you had this image, which I've shared periodically over the years, where he said that God's word is like a pure, pure, clear stream of water. And our mind, the human mind, is like a sponge. And imagine taking a big sponge and throwing it in a mud puddle, in muddy water. It's like, that's what happens living in the world. The mind absorbs so much darkness, so much mud, so much fog, so much darkened ways of thinking. And he said that the word of God is like if you take that sponge and you hold it under that crystal clear, pure water that just runs over it and it just cleanses the sponge. That's what the word of God does to the human mind. That's why the saints would say, you've heard it echoed many times, that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. And part of the ignorance of Christ is what so many demonstrably are walking in, baptized people who don't know the exalted state and reality of who Jesus is. And it's because we don't seek him. Jesus said, if you seek me, you'll find me. If you hunger and thirst, if you desire to devour God's word, if you devour it, if you hunger for it, God will give it to you. God will give you, with the grace of the Holy Spirit, a transformed way of thinking. And friends, it will change your life. It'll help you lift your eyes to the heavens. It'll help you lift you above the circumstances of your life. It'll give you a new power to walk in any and every kind of circumstance. It'll allow you to bear the mind and heart of Jesus and to have his perspective, his optic, an eternal perspective. And friends, it changes everything. But you're not going to get it without pursuing the Word of God seriously and engaging in conversation with God through his Word. So as we read today's passage, another fantastic passage, reveals a lot about the human condition. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and following, it says, "Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood," that's you and me, "he himself likewise partook the same nature," that is, Jesus became one of us in the incarnation. Okay, he took on our nature. Why did he do it? "That through death he might destroy him who has the power of death," that is, the devil, "and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage." This passage, friends, is loaded with revelation. First, the truth about Jesus' incarnation. The eternal Son of God became one of us, heaven united to us. So John the Apostle would say in the beginning of his first letter, it's, you know, "What we have seen, what we've touched, what we've heard, we declare to you. What we've beheld, we've beheld his glory. We have, what we've seen is that the eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us." That's what they ended up seeing in Jesus. Heaven and earth were united perfectly in him, and that's God's plan. For heaven to enter human hearts and for us to be united to the life of God, it begins here and it comes into its fulfillment and completion in the ultimate sharing in the glory of God in Christ, in the Spirit, before the Father, in the holy place in heaven forever. So he took on life, our life, for what? So that through his death, he might destroy him who has the power of death. Okay, what is he saying? Where does death come from? Death comes from sin. All men sin, therefore all men die, St. Paul told us in Romans. Jesus came to die. He came to lay down his life. It's an act of love, and it's an act of warfare, where he disarmed the dominions and powers of Satan and Satan's manipulation of death over the human heart. Death reigned through sin. What does that mean? Death exercised a power, and it does to this day, over human beings who are not set free from that dominion through being united to the death of Jesus, through baptism, being united to the sacrifice of Jesus, where it says here that through death he might destroy him. So Jesus destroys the regime of power. Death is one dimension of it. It's a disordered energy. It's disintegrating. It's dominating. It casts a shadow over the human mind and the human heart, the fear of death. Human beings and the whole social order, economic, political, and otherwise, human beings are fighting against death every day. We see constant focus on health. Not a problem to be in good health and desire good health. But there's an obsession with it, an obsession with aging, and this perpetual concern to be youthful. And we're afraid of growing old. We're afraid of any kind of diminishment in any way in our lives. We're afraid of sickness and disease. And you can see what happened with COVID-19. I think one of the reasons why God has permitted this to happen in the world is so that human beings confront this fear of death that dominates them, and it puts us in a position where we get caught up in it and we try to escape it. We escape it through, you know, drugging ourselves into oblivion, perpetual distraction, entertainment 24/7. Again, trying to be constantly, I'm young, I'm not old, denying the reality of aging. We stave off death and death's claim, and we're so terrified. People are terrified by its finality. So the whole world of addiction is deeply impacted by the reality of the power of death that's exercised over the human heart. So Jesus here, what the writer of Hebrews is telling us clearly, it's Jesus' death brought down that regime. He swallowed up death in victory. He took away sin's power through the offering of his life and the shedding of his precious blood. The sacrifice of Jesus, the offering of his life in perfect love to the Father, is what brought down the kingdom and its pride and its resistance against God, and the precious blood of Jesus washes us clean, cleanses our conscience, St. Paul tells us. It makes it possible. And that death, that reality, that battle Jesus fought, and that victory on the cross, we're united to it in baptism. It's applied to our lives. And we're washed clean of the stain of original sin, and death's power over us is broken. We don't have to live in the fear of death. And we're given the gift of the Holy Spirit, the new life, the down payment, the promise of an eternal inheritance. And Jesus brings us into new powers, into the dominion of the kingdom of God. And he brings us out of the dominion of the kingdom of Satan. It's what St. Paul said that he received from Jesus at his conversion on the road to Damascus. He said that the Lord had said to him, he's going to use him to bring people from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, from the dominion of Satan to coming under the lordship of Christ and God's kingdom. That's exactly what is being referred to here. Now, if we don't live by faith, faith is a new way of seeing. It's a new way of trusting and living life free from the dominions and the domination of Satan, because he manipulates the disordered energy of death, the fear of death, and he plays with human minds. He leads us into temptation to seek comfort, to seek distraction, oblivion, whatever, alternatives to escape the fact that death ends up, the shadow of death, that's what humans live under. It ends up leaving us terrified in fear that there's no meaning in life. We don't know why we're here, don't know where we're going. All we know is death's coming. We don't know when it's coming, and it's a constant fight to stave it off. And it's the way the devil enslaves human beings deeper and deeper into habit patterns of sin, which are temptations he puts before us to escape what we feel, what we're wrestling with, without hope. So he said that through death, he might destroy him who has the power of death. That is the devil. And deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. The fear of death is a slavery. And what we receive in baptism, and if we're living in the faith and taking in the word of God and drinking it in and accepting it, the revelation that's there, we come to understand that Jesus has given us a spirit of sonship, a new power, a new capacity in us to believe, to see, to understand, to hope, to know who we are in God, that we're children of God. We're not lost. We're not orphans. We're not slaves, but we're God's children. And his spirit dwells in us. And now there's a power at work in me that's greater than the power of the devil or the power of the world or the flesh or anything else. And if I'm serious about following Jesus, of receiving it and walking in it, I become a child. I live like a child of God, and I come into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, which is freedom from the powers of sin and death. God bless you, friends. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.